Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. It's Ocean 100. Hello, good morning, 741. School buses are out on island roads right now. Pay attention for the flashing lights and slow it down in school zones, too. There's a late bus this morning.
Yeah, late bus this morning. Bus 32, driven by Rob Harding, serving Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 30 minutes late.
All right. It's time to welcome our latest guest, our latest interesting islander. And it's someone that spends a bit of time in here anyways, once a week. But we don't know a lot about her. We know a lot about the animals. We hear a lot about the PEI Humane Society. But we don't know much about Ashley Travis, the Development and Communications Director?
Coordinator.
Yep. No, should be director at the PEI Humane Society.
My boss listening?
Ashley deserves a raise. All right. So, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
And I say welcome to the show like you've never been here before.
I know, right?
But you have. Yeah. You do Wet Nose Wednesday every Wednesday. Yep. And this is kind of a broader Wet Nose Wednesday. We're going to turn it into an hour-long affair today. But first, before we talk about the additional co-hosts, let's find out more about you. Where do you live? Any family members you want to shout out? Anything like that?
Yeah, sure. So, I grew up on PEI. I grew up in Stratford.
Nice.
My husband and I live on the North Shore now. We live in Oyster Bed Bridge.
Awesome.
Yeah, lots of family on the island. Like most islanders, far too many to shout them all out. But my mom and dad are still in Stratford. My sister's still over there too. My brother lives more centrally now. But we're kind of born and raised island family, originally from kind of Downwood Islands way, and sort of migrated a little bit into Stratford. Mm-hmm. And now we're, kind of spreading out all over the island, bringing in new people as we all get married and settle down. Well, my sister's got two little babies now. Ooh. So we're expanding the family.
That must be fun.
It is. I absolutely love being an aunt.
Yes.
So it is probably the best part of my week.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Are you an aunt or are you an aunt?
I'm Auntie Ashley.
Yeah.
I'm Auntie Ashley.
Auntie. I like that a lot. All right. So a true islander here, and we hear you every week with Wet Nose Wednesday. You do some great stuff at the PEI Humane Society. You're all over the place. You're on social media. You're on the news. You're everywhere.
A little bit.
Waving the flag for the PEI Humane Society. All right. So let's talk about our additional guests here this morning, too, that you brought with us. This is a first. We have not had animal co-hosts on the show ever. Is that ever?
Ever. I don't think ever.
Okay. So this is history, Ashley.
Excellent.
And you brought a couple of kitties. Are beautiful. They're are they tearing the place apart back there?
I'm looking to get to the ceiling.
Wonderful. Yeah. It's going to be an adventurous day. So who do we have with us?
I brought Nintendo and Sega.
I love the names.
Yeah. Pretty cool names for a couple of pretty cool cats. They are about 3 years old, the two of them. They're adult kitties. They kind of have their personalities pretty fully formed at this point. And I can tell you that when I say cool, I mean literally cool. They are pretty awesome cats. Full of personality. You can probably hear Sega screaming in the background.
He's singing Rod Stewart.
He's pretty interested in everybody going by the windows down
Very
here in the
so.
Studio.
Very much so.
These two are a bonded duo. So sometimes we get cats coming into care who sort of come in with their best friend. You know, they have this bond, in this case, right from birth. These two are brothers, and they kind of have to stay together. Cats are really susceptible to stress, so if we were to split them up, it could be kind of upsetting for these guys. So we'd like to see them adopted together, but like I said, they're only 3 years old. These two guys are going to be around for a very long time, and you're going to have two, I promise, very fun kitties in your home if you want to check these guys out.
All right, we're going to put them on Facebook Live here before too long and do the traditional Wet Nose Wednesday segment coming up here. You're kind of a loudmouth there, Sega. you're talking lots,
Not
bud.
Shy around the
Not
microphone.
Shy
this is
at
his
all.
Moment to shine.
I love it. Okay, so more with Ashley Travis, our interesting islander, coming up next.
Hunter's Ale House has something incredible.
So one of the big super fun parts of this, Ashley, is that you get to do the weather forecast.
Awesome.
All right, so take it away.
All right, OSHA 100 weather. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 8. Tonight, mainly cloudy, low of 0 overnight. Thursday, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers late in the afternoon, high of 8. And right now, it's 2 in Summerside and 0 in Charlottetown.
You're going to get a clap for that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Sega did a good job, too.
Sega was watching intently. So you get the next one, bud.
In there.
You get the next one. You also get to help us with the birthdays coming up next. Celebration calendar.
Woohoo!
I know.
Love it.
That is genuine excitement, Scott. That's what that sounds like. In excess right now. Never tear us apart. It's Ocean 100.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you. They can never tear us apart. I was standing.
In excess, never tear us apart. It's Ocean 100. Hello, good morning. 7:52 right now. Late bus to tell you about this morning. Rob Harding running a bit late.
Yeah, bus 32, Rob Harding's bus, serving a Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 30 minutes late.
That guy, anything to get his name on the radio.
You'll have to play a little Rick Astley for him.
We have Ashley Travis here from the PEI Humane Society today as our interesting islander. And now, I mean, having grown up on Prince Edward Island, you know that birthday wishes are a big deal around here.
I waited with bated breath to see if my grandmother would call in my birthday
right.
once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
very happy to be part of this.
So
today.
This is huge. This is huge. Okay. I'll start the list and then you can pick up halfway through and be prepared to be dazzled. I am sure this is going to be amazing. Liam DeCourcy, a happy 10th birthday from mom, dad, and your sister, Myla. A happy birthday today to Linda McKenzie. Love your grandchildren, Denver, Thomas, Jack, Sam, Nate, Henry, Malcolm, and Cora. What a crew. Happy birthday, Linda. Belated birthday for Paisley Carroll, who turned 1 yesterday from Grammy and Poppy. Happy birthday to Edna Kelly of Tracody from your baby brother. Hope you have a wonderful day. Xavier Power is 13 today from mom, dad, Gwendolyn, and the dog, Hank. If you want to take over, Ashley.
Sure. Happy 30th birthday. Shout out to Lindsay Ryan today from her 3 children, William, Blake, and Scarlett, and her husband, Peter. And Justin Johnson, wishing you a very happy 30th birthday. He's out on the water celebrating today.
Thank you.
Today is setting day. So happy birthday to Ellie Norton. Love your grandparents. Happy birthday to Allison, 7 years old today. To Betty Petrie, or Pitt, I should say.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Betty. St. Felix.
In St. Felix.
Oh, Betty's in St. Felix.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So that
sorry.
Middle row is where they're from.
Oh.
Like, every time we didn't give enough direction to our guest hosts
okay,
today.
Okay, well, I'm going to back up then and say happy birthday to Ellie Norton. Love your grandparents. Ellie's in Alliston. Ellie is 7 years old today.
There
I don't want to screw things up for Ellie on her special day.
We tried, though.
Okay, perfect.
Blame that one on me.
Well, Betty Pitt is in St. Felix and 69 years young. Love your husband, kids, and your grandkids. And happy birthday to Freddie Skierman in Nine Mile Creek, 14 years old.
All right. That's...
Happy birthday to everybody.
What an honor, eh? I'm putting words in your mouth here, but what an honor.
I feel like I've lived a bit of a dream now.
This is the pinnacle, right?
This is the pinnacle. I can't get any better. This is where I top out. I'm good. See you guys.
Time to set the bar
a little
easy.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Hours late in the afternoon and a high of 8. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thank you very much, Scott. Let's tidy up the water cooler question for Robin's Donuts now. New report says that 46% of people have done this entirely on their phone. What is it? We have had some fantastic guesses on our Facebook page today. Some people saying they've done their taxes completely on their phone. That's a thing. You mentioned that your guess would be like dating, like doing the whole Tinder thing.
Yeah, like your first initial couple of dates with somebody.
If you've ever watched the show 90 Day Fiancé, you can do a relationship entirely on a phone, for sure.
I believe it, yeah.
Some other great guesses include this morning, what are some of the other ones here? Banking, paying your bills. The one that I was looking for was A full day's work. A day's work on your phone.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely do a full day's work off of my phone.
Absolutely. I think that there are certain positions out there that you could probably do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Influencer for sure.
TikToker.
Did you know that we're big on TikTok?
Do you know what? I think I saw like a viral video recently.
Yes, yes.
You guys grooving and moving and
Oh, buddy, we are viral.
Oh, man.
It's a burden when you have these moves, really.
We're going to chat more with Ashley Travis and maybe chat about some big things happening at the PEI Humane Society.
Yeah.
And we'll get a Facebook Live going with Nintendo and Sega, the two additional guest co-hosts today. Thank you for bringing them in, too, by the way.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
This has been fun.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one. This is how we do it.
That's Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. Oh, yeah. Here's a tune to get your day going. Wednesday in the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Kinlock and Charlottetown Home Hardware. Ashley Travis, the Development and Communications Coordinator at the PEI Humane Society, is here with us today. And it's great to have you in here. It's great to have you longer than like the 10 minutes that you're here once a week, right?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. and you brought Nintendo and Sega, a couple cats, today. A
couple beautiful kitties.
We had a question online if they're good with dogs.
They've never been with dogs before. So the answer is, I don't know, frankly. Anytime you already have animals, and if we're not aware of, you know, whether or not they would be good with another animal, our adoption coordinator will usually just advise you on strategies for doing what we call a slow introduction.
Gotcha.
So cats are big on smell. So you may want to keep the cats in your bathroom and let your dog kind of walk by the door a few times, that kind of thing, so that they can get used to each other's smells before they're just thrown into a room together. Again, smells, stress, anything like that can really affect a cat. So we always tell people, you know, go very, very slowly. Though you might be able to walk into a room and greet a new animal really easily, it's a whole different ball game for animals, especially when cats are involved.
So to answer your question, they're doing good with Scott right now. So, I mean, Scott, dog, I mean, pretty much the same thing.
I mean, we're starting it out.
I'm also on Facebook Live here. So I'm very sorry to anybody who's watching and this terrible camera work. I'm very sorry. Very, very sorry.
At least
for that.
You're acknowledging it. That's all right. All
right.
You know what we should also acknowledge? An anniversary today, right?
It is my anniversary today. Today is my 2-year anniversary of working for the shelter.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Boy, did we plan that well. Then.
Sorry, I started freaking out and the cats went nuts there for a second. They're like, what just happened?
Yeah, I just realized actually while I was sitting here. Yeah, April 26th of 2021, I started at the PEI Humane Society.
Well, congratulations.
Well, we're lucky that happened. We're lucky here.
Pure happenstance.
Yes,
so,
I love it. So let's talk about the Humane Society for a second, too. Mm-hmm. You guys have some big stuff going on right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So we have been kind of fundraising for the last several years to build a new animal shelter. We've had plans in the works to expand the existing building at the shelter for a really long time. I saw a memo recently dating back to 07 that was, you know, talking about strategy how we were going to do this. So this has been on the go for a long time. But what has happened now is we weren't able to find a temporary facility to go to while we expanded the shelter. Just zoning and, you know, the space available on PEI right now just wasn't going to suit us. So we had to pivot the project and we're building totally new now. So on the back of our property, we have about 2 acres on the Sherwood Road out by the airport. And we are building totally new. And site leveling began last week. And
exciting
we're getting
stuff.
Into the process now. So I'm really, really excited. We're still fundraising for the project. We still have about $3 million left to go,
awesome.
Which is, you know, no big deal. Just a cool $3
million. Chump change, really.
Chump change.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen is once we get this fundraised and we get this project going, we'll actually have a 17,000 square foot animal shelter, brand new, designed using fear-free design techniques, built using sustainable materials and implementing sustainable practices for a long time. Now, next year is our 50-year anniversary of, you know, us being incorporated as the PEI Humane Society.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're going to get to open the doors, hopefully. I say as I knock on wood. We'll get to open the doors next year and celebrate 50 years and hopefully the start of 50 more amazing years of helping animals on PEI.
And I hope you're part of all 50 of them.
I hope so.
I really do. I hope so. Speaking of which, the boys have settled in quite nicely. They're just kind of hanging out back
they
here.
They are. Yeah, they're really enjoying it in here.
Okay. Scott, we might have to have a conversation. I think we need mascots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good idea.
Studio cats?
Good idea.
Look at Scott. I'm not changing the litter. I'm not changing it. We'll have more with Ashley Travis from the PEI Humane Society coming up.
CHTN-FM, Charlottetown. Better known as Ocean 100. This is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Award-winning Capital Direct today at 1-800-NEW-CAPITAL.
CapitalDirect.ca.
All right, Ashley, what's it going to do today?
Well, today is going to be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 8. Very happy to hear that. Tonight, mainly cloudy, low of 0 overnight. Thursday, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers late in the afternoon and another high of 8. Right now, it is 3 in Summerside and 3 in Charlottetown here at the studio.
And if people want more details on Nintendo or Sago, where can they find details?
Oh, they should head over to the PEI Humane Society website, www.peihumanesociety.com/adopt. Click on cats, and their profile is actually right up at the top because they're the cats we have had in care the longest.
Do you still have lots of cats?
Oh my gosh, yes. And we're in kitten season now, so if you're looking for a baby, they will be coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. It's Ocean. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Kinlock and Charlottetown Home Hardware. Darcy and Scott with you. And Ashley Travis from the PEI Humane Society, our interesting islander today. Thanks very much for being here today with
us. Thanks very much for having me. This is awesome.
This has been fun. And it's been great to kind of learn about the behind the scenes at the PEI Humane Society. Usually when you roll in here, you know, you're only here for like 10 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm,
we get to have a few minutes with a furry friend and then you're off on your way. But this has been nice, you know, to know that you're an islander. And then you grew up just stone's throw away over in Stratford.
Yep.
Where'd you go to high school?
Charlottetown Rural.
Charlottetown Rural.
Yeah.
Represent. Do you want to say hi to any teachers or anything?
No, they don't want me to say hi to them.
All right, then.
I don't even know if Amy's still there.
You can find her at the PEI Humane Society. Well, thank you very much for coming in here today and doing this.
This has been
fantastic. And again, if people want to, you know, donate or find out more information about volunteering, obviously the website is a great spot to go.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to get involved in any aspect of what we do, if you're interested in fostering, volunteering, donating, even, you know, contributing by sitting on a committee, please get in touch. You can head over to peihumanesociety.com/give, and there's a whole page there on our capital project. And you can learn about how you can get involved there. There's also a volunteer page, a foster page. Just head over to that website because that is your one-stop shop for everything you need to know.
Okay, perfect. Ashley, thanks so much. We'll see you next week for the regular Wet Nose Wednesday.
I can't wait.
I'm a little disappointed. We might have to make it an hour every Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that. The animals would probably appreciate that, too.
The boss is on the phone. It's ringing.
Uh-oh.